It's been 10 months since we first visited to discuss broadband. Time flies, I'm telling you. In that time, we've added Brazos Wi-Fi has added 35 miles of rural fiber, with 20 miles of that being in Brazos County. And that works out to be about $990,000 worth of investment that we've made in the county in about 10 months. Today, overall, if y'all look at your little maps I've got there, we've got 58 miles of fiber we've built on our own dime. And that covers around 997 parcels in our county. Now, that is great because it covers a lot of the population. But we run into problems where we have pockets of population that are further out that make the balance sheet doesn't quite work. So in early February, we presented two applications for ARPA funds to build fiber internet to two schools, one being Still Creek Academy and one being the KOR school on Elma Wheaton. Both of those schools do good stuff for kids that need it, and they are in rural areas, so they don't have traditional broadband opportunities like we do for in-town schools. These applications totaled $270,000, and they would bring internet to the schools, but they would also pass an additional 230 parcels, and we'd be able to bring fiber internet to these people. So that represents hundreds of Brazos County residents. Infrastructure assistance via the ARPA funds will make these shovel-ready projects a reality. We're ready to do them. I know the court doesn't want to pick winners and losers in these ARPA funds and build a monopoly, and I respect that. But I'm concerned that delaying ARPA assistance is not going to pick any winners, but only losers, being the rural area. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm here to suggest we move forward.